reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
It's time for another special edition of PDGA Radio, as we will now recap the 2009 PDGA World Disc Golf Championships from Kansas City. We'll give a rundown of how the top divisions finished up their play on Saturday. I'll also talk about and announce all the different professional and amateur division winners. And we'll hear from the tournament director, Jack Lowe, himself to hear his point of view on the week-long event. That and more coming your way on this edition of PDGA Radio.
It's at PDGAstore.com.
Visit the PDGA Store today for your disc golf shopping needs. Find great prices on tournament supplies, instructional books, and DVDs. Or look through the fine selection of PDGA clothing, apparel, and accessories.
You can find it all at PDGAstore.com.
Place an order for your copy of the latest World Championships DVD. Join or renew your PDGA membership for 2009. Then take the online tournament director and officials test. And finally, grab a copy of the newly updated 21st edition PDGA course directory.
Yes, it's all at PDGAstore.com.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio's recap of the 2009 PDGA World Disc Golf Championships, starting with the men's open division, where it was only scheduled for 135 holes. Should be enough, but instead it took an extra five to finally determine the 2009 world champion, as Josh Anthon and Avery Jenkins will swap the lead back and forth several times throughout the day on Saturday, including during the final nine, and narrowly avoided a fast-charging Matt Orem to force a sudden-death playoff between Anthon and Jenkins. It's only the second playoff ever in the men's open division during the 28-year history of the World Championships, and neither Anthon nor Jenkins were willing to give up a chance at this rare piece of history as they pushed until the fifth playoff hole before Jenkins finally is able to win it and get his first World Championship. With the win, Avery earns a first-place check worth $5,500. Second place, of course, goes to Josh Anthon. One throw out of the lead was Matt Orem. He settles for third place, followed by Cale Lavisca in fourth. A tie for fifth place between Nate Sexton and David Feldberg. And in what might well be his first finish ever outside the top 10 at a world championship, Ken Climo, still a very respectable tie for 12th. Not nearly as much drama in the open women's division there, despite being a competitive battle for most of the week. Valerie Jenkins pulls away big time on Saturday, besting her semifinal competitors by six throws on the course, then cruises through the final nine, eventually winning by 14 over Des Redding. Nicole Fraser finishes in third place as Birgitta Lagerholm, apparently unable to play the final nine due to injury, settles for fourth place behind Valerie, who claims her third straight women's world title. In the men's Masters division, it was the newly eligible master, Phil Arthur of Georgia, running away with it, winning by nine throws over a frequent playing companion of his, Brad Hammack. Jim Oates and Brian McCree finished tied for third. Elaine King won the women's Masters by a comfortable 18 throws over Liddy Helgren. The men's Grandmasters title goes to David Greenwell, who holds on to win another world title, edging out Jim No Spin Myers by one. Rick Vokes wins easily in senior Grandmasters, and Jerry Robbins Seniors wins for the Legends. The complete results and payouts can be found from PDGA.com. A rundown of the amateur results coming up next here on PDGA Radio.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
Before we get back to those amateur results, let's hear from one of the tournament directors, Jack Lowe. We'll hear about the final nine course layout and his impressions on the week overall.
It's been very good. The event's been an up and down kind of battle with Avery's jumping out to that scorching 53. Just really didn't expect to see a score like that on this course. To say I was surprised that he shot a higher score at Cliff Drive than he did at Blue Valley is something that I would have never anticipated in any way, shape, or form. But we had a great event. Everybody seems to have had a good time with both, you know, the disc golf. Outside of the rain we got on Tuesday, couldn't ask for better weather this time of year. You know, we were playing in 110-degree heat with the humidity cranked to 95%, and it just has been nice. Hasn't transpired that way. But I think everybody overall has had a great time here. We've had a lot of fun hosting it, and be glad to go back home and get some sleep, that's for sure. But otherwise, it's been really fun. Well, the final nine, you start off playing Blue Valley on the big three holes. You've got hole one is a 803-foot shot that you got across across an open plain and then up a hill and over the back side of the hill, where if you go too far, you've got a road OB right behind there. Hole two is a real long downhill shot that's about 500 feet with the road OB, and then the green's got a pretty nasty slope on the back side too, so you got to be careful of that. Hole three is one of the better holes on the course, very picturesque in that it is a big L-shaped curve. You have to plot and point it pretty nicely, about 350 feet away, and you've got some elevation to come back up a hill, and you've got trees to navigate through both on the left and right side. And then you've got hole four coming across the water, where you have a huge 600-foot hyzer route if you want to go, if you've got the arm for it. I don't. Some of these guys do. But there's a nice little anhyzer route as well that people can get through. And then 5, 6, and 7 are all pretty nice little 300, 280, 290-foot shots that go up and down the hills pretty good, give you a nice birdie run and ace runs there for a few of those holes. And then the final hole is hole 9 is it's a 476-foot shot where you've got road OB and a triangle island finishing right up here in front of the stage in the galley. With that OB there tempting you and banners up everywhere, you know, people got to be pretty sure with their accuracy and placement.
Moving back now to the amateur side of the 2009 PDGA World Disc Golf Championships in Kansas City, we'll find a quiet man from Charlotte, North Carolina, bringing the advanced men's title home with him as Matt Keats plays solidly all week long, carrying a three-throw lead into the final nine, then throws a smoking hot 26 in that final nine, assuring himself the title, ending with a six-throw margin of victory over the 14-year-old David Wiggins Jr. Scott Ryther climbs up to get third place with David Muntean in fourth. Slim Belcher takes fifth place, followed by a tie for sixth between Justin Atwater Taylor, Niels Nordgren, and Blaine Kinkel, who faltered slightly on Saturday, losing out on a spot in the final nine and his chance at the amateur Triple Crown. The advanced women's division sees Maureen Higgins coming from behind in the final nine to edge out Rebecca Fraser by one. Paige Pierce was third, followed by Michelle Fraser in fourth. Advanced Masters was won by Oklahoma's Twisted Flyer Joe Rotan. Jack Tabor of Texas finishes second, 11 throws back. Bill Carey from Minnesota takes third place, and Barry Wayne Pierce of Texas gets fourth. The Advanced Grandmasters title for 2009 goes to Paul Wright of Washington, a 15-throw win over Nick Repar. Marie Fry is Women's Advanced Masters World Champion. Sue B. Land is the Women's Advanced Grandmasters Division Champion. Gary Treecamp in advanced senior grandmasters. And for the juniors, Najib Laborde wins boys 19 and under over a pair of Swedes. Oscar Stenfeldt, however, gets a win for Team Sweden in the boys under 16 division, an impressive 24 throw victory in which he unofficially averages a 1,000 round rating over those six rated rounds. He is, of course, already rated 1,000, though. Also winning junior titles were Nicole Cesares, Andrew Coggin, Nick Duran, Gabriella Gray, and Lydia Dillon.
The 2009 PDGA World Championships are being hosted by the Kansas City Flying Disc Club and the Professional Disc Golf Association on 11 Kansas City area disc golf courses. This event has been made possible through the cooperation of the Park and Recreation Departments of Kansas City, Missouri, the Unified Government of Kansas City, Kansas, and Wyandotte County, Lenexa, Kansas, Johnson County, Kansas, Pleasant Hill, Missouri, the Greater Kansas City Convention and Visitors Bureau, and the City of Olathe, Kansas. More than 920 professional and amateur disc golfers from a dozen different countries will be competing in more than 20 divisions, with the ultimate dream of becoming a world champion disc golfer. Sponsorship for the 2009 PDGA World Disc Golf Championships is being provided in part by Disc Golf World, Bell's Brewery, Ching, Discraft, Gateway, Innova, the DGA, WAMO, and many others. Organizers of the event hope everyone enjoys their experience at this year's World Championships and hope you all feel like winners no matter how you place competitively.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio, where over the weekend we also managed to catch up with John Dusler, the PDGA Marketing Director, to find out about the annual Worlds DVD and some other topics of note.
Part of the PDGA Media Group and working with Media Active on the Worlds DVD, and I'll tell you, you know, with 22 divisions, it's quite a challenge logistically, but this is our fifth year doing the Worlds, so we pretty much know how to schedule and the lay of the land. And it has been spectacular. And, you know, it's funny because the DVDs are only, and the video is only as good as the courses that we're on and the competition we see. And so I got to tell you, Steve, this is going to be one of the best DVDs ever. So I recommend anybody who's interested, PDGAstore.com. You can pre-order the DVD right now. It'll be shipping probably late October, early November, and you will not be disappointed. You know, I've been kidding. We were billing Kansas City as the best worlds ever, and I said, boy, we just better be careful. That's a pretty high bar to get over. But I have to tell you, Steve, they have not disappointed. The course has been fabulous. The competition's been amazing, and I don't know how they did it, but the weather has been spectacular, so it's been a great world. Well, you know, it's funny because everybody says, well, gee, you guys with the recession and the economy, we're really hurting, but I have to tell you, you know, disc golf has really been the beneficiary of this economy because these big corporations are really looking for value now in what they sponsor. And we've always known that disc golf would be a great, very loyal group of players and fans, and we see that with our Enterprise Rent-A-Car sponsorship. But we're getting a lot of corporations walking through the door interested in our sport, and you know what they're finding is that we do present a great value in sponsorship. We're a great recreational outlet. Our demographic is outstanding. We have that 18 to 35 male demographic right in our crosshairs. It's a good one. And we're really excited about the future of disc golf because I think with these corporations that are coming in, we're going to take it to the next level.
That will just about do it for the 2009 World Disc Golf Championships from Kansas City. It will still take several weeks and months to soak it all up as we await the World's DVD in the mail, which you can again pre-order from the PDGA store. So in the meantime, thanks again for listening to PDGA Radio special coverage of the 2009 PDGA World Disc Golf Championships from Kansas City. Until 2010, when the Pro Worlds are outside of Chicago in Crown Point, Indiana, and the Amateur Worlds are in Mid-Ohio, may all of your practice pay off so that you too may someday be a World Disc Golf Champion. And enjoy all the media coverage of the World Disc Golf Championships from PDGA.com. Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdga@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.